This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The most interesting word in American economic policy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, offering businesses an online review management platform specifically designed to improve customer feedback. More at 1-800-REPUTATION. And by the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. We're taught language is power. The most powerful economic tool in America today may be one simple word. In January, the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve said they can be, quote, patient in beginning to normalize the stance of monetary policy, unquote. If that word, patient, is missing from the Fed statement this afternoon, markets will read it as a sign that rates will go up June, July-ish. If the word patience remains today, the great tightening may not happen till, who knows, perhaps fall. It's not clear why market players seized on that single word, perhaps mass hysteria. Whenever interest rates do rise, there's an argument this will perversely help the tepid housing market. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains.
If the Fed raises interest rates, some economists think there'll be a land rush to scoop up homes to lock in low rates. Makes sense in theory. The only problem, says Stern AG chief economist Lindsay Piegza, is that even with today's sweet rates, prices are too high for too many.
If we don't see the wage and income growth needed to fuel the demand, then we will continue to see a very sluggish housing market.
Of course, higher interest rates would mean more homes are out of reach. But with about 15% of homeowners still underwater after the housing bubble, Zillow economist Stan Humphries says he'd welcome higher rates.
Home buyers have been for too long looking at the housing market through this distorted lens of very low rates, which is leading them to bid up prices in a lot of metros. And instead, they should be looking at home prices through a clearer lens so they get an accurate read on how expensive homes are.
Humphries says new rates would suggest the Fed sees a strengthening economy, one where more people have money in their pocket, which is what the housing market really needs. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
With the Fed meeting again today, let's do the numbers. The Financial Times index of 100 UK listed stocks, the FTSE, is up 0.6% now. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.3% range. Texas crude oil is down 2.2%. In the last hour, EU policymakers put forth plans to make European governments exchange information about tax arrangements involving multinational companies. These are designed to make it more difficult for countries to enter into what some see as sweetheart deals with businesses, which enable them to minimize their tax bills by moving profits across borders. The BBC's Theo Leggett has more.
The European Union's clamping down on sweetheart tax deals reached between governments and multinational businesses, which critics say can help firms to avoid paying tax on a large part of their European revenues. It follows legal challenges to the kind of arrangements enjoyed by companies such as Amazon and Starbucks. Under the plan, governments will have to provide one another with details of all the tax rulings they reach which have cross-border effects. It's hoped that this will make them more reluctant to offer significant tax incentives to individual businesses, as well as making it easier for other national authorities to respond to abusive practices. For Marketplace, I'm the BBC's Theo Leggett in London.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, a proud Marketplace sponsor for 7 years. Committed to helping small businesses meet their goals with email and online marketing. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And by Ebsen, with workforce multifunction printers powered by Precision Core technology designed to help businesses run at full speed. Where there's business, there's Ebsen. And by T. Rowe Price. In today's uncertain markets, institutions, advisors, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price to find global investment opportunities. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence.
Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson is down Texas way for the big festival of music, film, and technology. One theme from the tech sessions, anonymity. That's like privacy's more proactive cousin.
Here at South by Southwest Interactive in Austin, Texas, part of the name of the game is finding out what's now and what's next in the tech world. Just ask science fiction author and keynote speaker Bruce Sterling.
You can kind of see tidal waves of trendy stuff.
One of those tidal waves in 2015 is definitely privacy. Last year, Edward Snowden spoke to South by attendees via a secure internet video feed. This year, the interactive portion of the festival has over 100 events that deal with the topic of privacy. Some here have moved beyond privacy and are pushing anonymity. Take the founders of Yik Yak. It's a startup that lets college kids broadcast their unfiltered musings to entire college campuses without fear of attribution. The service is one of many where anonymity is a key feature, and that has helped 24-year-old co-founder Tyler Droll expand his company fast.
The company is at about 35 people working on Yik Yak, and we've raised around $70 million, and we currently have a presence on just about every college campus in America.
Other larger companies generate revenue from their users' data. As a startup and a fledgling social network, Yik Yak doesn't need to focus on revenue yet. Microsoft just announced a biometric password feature for its upcoming Windows 10 operating system. Yahoo announced a new privacy feature here. It delivers Yahoo Mail users a time-sensitive special password for each login. Product VP Dylan Casey says the company is committed to offering more control and more transparency.
It's really important to be as transparent as possible and provide users with the tools and the ability to control, you know, what it is that they share with us and what we do with that, and where possible, give them the ability to manage it.
So is there a way to mine data and offer some anonymity to a growing number of users who don't want their email messages used for marketing ploys or something worse? Security specialist at the company Rapid7, Nicholas Percoco, says it depends on what you really want from your technology. Sometimes,
by the nature of just using the device, the benefit of that is that it's tracking you.
Think of maps or coupons while you're shopping. And even if you do decide you want anonymity as a user, it might be a quixotic quest. Percoco says, as time goes on, companies that pull in our data get bought and sold along with our information. Take a bit from data column A and a bit from data column B, and a company, government, or hacker can turn anonymity into a positive ID. From Austin, Texas, I'm Ben Johnson for Marketplace.
Another story we're following, the cyber theft of records of 11 million customers at the insurer Primera Blue Cross, which is big in Washington State and Alaska. The company can't rule out the chance that bank accounts, social security numbers, health claims, and what's being called other clinical info was taken. On the bright side, the company says it doesn't store credit cards. The FBI is investigating. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.